Pastor Magruder has joined us in the office again this morning here to have a little discussion about saints in anticipation of the upcoming All Saints Day that we will be celebrating in the church here at the end of the month. Welcome, Pastor.
Thanks, Steve.
I have questions, as always, about these sort of things with saints. We have various saints that are listed in our worship and in our service bulletins. What are the criteria for the Lutheran Church to determine what sainthood is?
The list of saints that appear on the liturgical calendar or the churchly calendar are really received from the ancient church, so they're not unique to Lutheranism. So they are people of the ancient church or in the Bible who were uniquely chosen by God for a particular task. So we all would be considered saints before God because a saint means a holy one. But these particular people are remarkable for how God chose them or how God worked through them or their witness to the faith. Easily, we can think of people like David or Paul or the gospel writer Matthew. But there are also people that we especially recognize throughout the history of the church, the martyrs, the people who gave up their lives, or people that were very significant theologians and teachers of the church.
Building on that idea that we are all chosen by God, and therefore we all are saints, these particular people, we look at their lives and we look at what they accomplished during their lives, and are we not looking at their works and their deeds very much so as examples to follow, which leads to works in lieu of grace?
I think that's not exactly the intention. I was thinking today, in anticipation of our visit, of how the Bible speaks of these things. And I was drawn to the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, which starts with an encouragement for Christians to remain faithful. And it's an encouragement based on the history of people in the Bible. So Paul starts with Abel, and then he goes through people like Sarah and Moses and the kings of Israel like David or the prophets. They serve as an encouragement, as you said, to faithfulness. The encouragement in Hebrews 11 is not that those people and we should trust in our deeds. They are simply examples of God's faithfulness in the lives of his people and their faithful response.
In our small cult articles, part of the Lutheran Confessions here, we have Luther writing that although the angels in heaven pray for us as Christ himself does, and also do the saints on earth and perhaps also in heaven, yet it does not follow thence that we should involve and adore the angels and saints and fast, hold festivals, establish churches, etc. Yet we have All Saints Day on the calendar, and we have St. John, for instance, as a church right here in Fort Collins.
Yeah, that's...
Did we rethink that?
No, we didn't rethink it. It's simply his statement is reflecting an issue that was present in his time in the church and also exists even today, where a misunderstanding surrounds this idea of the recognition of great heroes of the faith. The church that Luther debated and that still exists teaches that the saints, that is, these heroes of the faith, have merits or things greater than we can have that we need. And so people are encouraged by this teaching to pray to these saints and ask for their benefits, their merits that will help people here on earth. So Luther's words about this are to speak against the idea that there is a big treasury of merits and benefits held by these great heroes of the faith that they can dispense upon us to help us become closer to God. And I think to put a wrap on this conversation, Hebrews again. In chapter 12, Paul begins with these words, which I think speak of why we honor and remember the saints who have gone before us. And what's their role in our life? Paul says, therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The saints who have gone before us, our parents, our grandparents, our children, spouse, all the people we know, friends at church who have died in Jesus, they are our encouragers because they made it, and they are a great cloud of witnesses that surround us. Our eyes are always fixed on Jesus, but we give thanks to God for that beautiful cloud of witnesses that we remember in our life.
That is very joyful and very encouraging. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, Steve.